Bittersweet Rain by Sandra Brown. Chapter 1. You're certain? The doctor nodded bleakly. His operating room greens were still fresh. He hadn't been in surgery long enough to sweat them.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Lancaster. It's extensive and rampant.
There's nothing you can do?
Beyond keeping him comfortable and as free of pain as possible, no.
He touched her arm and glanced meaningfully at the man standing by her side.
He doesn't have too long. A few weeks at the most.
I see.
She blotted her eyes with a crumpled, damp tissue. The doctor's heart went out to her. When family members reacted to bad news with hysteria, he felt competent to handle them. This valorous acceptance from a woman so feminine and frail-looking left him feeling callow and awkward.
If he had come in for a checkup sooner, maybe.
She smiled a sad, wistful smile.
But he wouldn't. I begged him to see you when his stomach kept bothering him. He insisted it was nothing more than indigestion.
We all know how stubborn Roscoe can be,
the man with her said. Gently, Granger Hopkins folded Caroline Lancaster's fingers around his arm.
Can she see him?
In a few hours, the doctor replied. He'll be under anesthetic until this afternoon.
Why don't you go home for a while and get some rest?
Caroline nodded and let Granger, an attorney and friend, lead her toward the elevator. They waited for it in glum silence. She was dazed, but not surprised. Never had her life been rosy and without complication. Why had she idealistically clung to the hope that Roscoe's exploratory surgery would prove that he had nothing more than a treatable ulcer?
Are you all right?
Granger asked.